We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta be on the radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Around the House with Eric G, hour number two. This is where we're going to take your calls today, and I want to hear from you at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I know you're out working on a home improvement project today, or you're staring at it going, how am I going to get this thing done? Where do I go? What do I start with? What do I do? We're here to help you with that. 877-733-1011. And don't forget that as you're helping yourself, you're helping others, because there's more than one of you looking at that project going, how am I going to do this? So I want to get your calls today about that, and that's what we're here for. Thanks for listening. This last hour, we had Robin Daly on. She is a Northwest paint expert. I mean, she's third generation of paint stores. She knows her stuff. If you missed it, don't worry. Donovan here, whose birthday's this next week, is going to be up on the website here pretty soon, Around the House Online, and you can catch it on iTunes as well. And I do want to say a happy birthday to my producer in here, Jordan Vodder. Thank you, sir, for what you do with the show. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Happy birthday, bearded brother. So we've got a lot going on today. I see the phones are ringing, so we'll get to those calls here in a minute. I do want to mention a couple things. So, you know, we've got our Facebook page, which always has stuff going on, Around the House with Eric G. And if you're not signed up for that, just go over and click like on Facebook. It's a great home improvement politics-free zone. We talk about stuff, home improvement. We do have another little fun zone we've been having here, and it's called Around the House Nation. And so it is a group on Facebook that is a whole chat group where people share their projects. And what I like about Around the House Nation is that it's where everybody can play nice. You know, we've got some ability to make sure that mean people don't enter, and we can talk about projects. So there's, I mean, it was great. We have all these experts, and we even have a lot of tips. So if you go up on there, one of the things that I'm going to be working on this year with this is that our celebrities that contribute to the show and bloggers and everybody else out there, they're going to continue to put content up on that. And so it's free. You sign in, you ask to be a part of it. I'll like you. And you go in there, and then you can post up projects. We had a guy that was putting on his, for a first time, he was putting on his, installing his new digital thermostat. Didn't know how to do it. Everybody walked him through it. It was just like one big help support group. So there's great garage projects to paint questions to everything else on it. So that's just Around the House Nation. And you can find it posted on Around the House with Eric G. Hey, let's run out here to Ed in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
Good, man. What can I help you with?
Hey, so I'm in the home improvement industry, and one of the products the company I work for that we sell is, you know, fiber cement siding that comes painted and primed from the manufacturer.
Sure.
And because, you know, I've stressed to many homeowners that painting an Oregon is one of those things that you got to time it exactly right, otherwise you can have worlds of trouble in the future. And, you know, I've heard from other companies that don't necessarily offer what we offer that, hey, you know, it's just as good to get some fiber cement, throw some good quality paint on that. Want to hear from kind of a more expert opinion on, you know, would you guys recommend doing the already painted and primed fiber cement siding that comes from the manufacturer, perfect paint job, opposed to, you know, maybe saving a couple $1,000 and going with something that's not painted, and then you spend some more money and time with getting that painted?
You know, with products like fiber cement siding, I almost put them into the same category as cabinetry and things like that. I think in a protected environment, you can get a better paint job in a factory than I'm going to get in any other environment out there. And so that's my point of view, is that that factory paint job is going to be a lot more dialed in, because Murphy's Law says when that painter shows up on the side of your house, you're not going to have optimal conditions.
Definitely true there. And I mean, you don't paint your vehicle out in the parking or, you know, in your driveway. You obviously take it to a shop that's more confined and whatnot.
When you buy a Mercedes, when you buy a Mercedes Benz, they don't drive it up in your driveway and drop it off there and say, what color do you want it? And they don't paint it. That's exactly not how it works. So thanks, Ed. That's a good point.
Yeah,
because
it was nice to hear from you guys. I mean, I've had many customers, you know, they chase after price and they don't understand that, you know, even paint. And to hear that, you know, pick up the gallon and see which one weighs more, the one that's heavier is obviously, you know, of quality. So to hear that from you guys, it's awesome. Love your guys' show, and yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, man, thanks for calling in. And yeah, some people, it's tough out there. It's easy to get short-sighted and step over those dollars to pick up pennies, and that'll get you in there every single time, and you can have a problem with that. So yeah, I mean, to me, factory painted job is a way to go. So anyway, we were talking a little bit about, I love that call. That was a great one. We got more coming in, 877-733-1011. Want to get your calls today, 877-733-1011. After this break, we are going to give away another 64-ounce hose-in sprayer of, it's going to be the 30-second outdoor cleaner that you can get on, and actually, well, you can get up a couple stories with this thing. So you're not having to get up on a ladder to do some spraying and let it clean and do its thing. So everybody's out looking at their lawn furniture, their decks, everything else out there that is a little bit beat up and it needs a little bit of cleaning. So these are things that 30 seconds outdoor cleaner is awesome with. So next segment, so hang around for that after our break. But one thing I want to talk about is that some of the stuff that you're going to see on Around the House Nation during the week is I'm really going to focus on getting, like, I'm going to Milwaukee here again for my what I call my design construction summer camp friends, which it's mostly construction summer camp friends that we show up and we talk tools for a few days, which will be great. But the cool part about that is that we're going to have some fun with bringing some of these people into the show a little bit more. And these are people you're seeing on DIY Network, Home and Garden TV and that stuff. So we're going to have some fun. Let's run out here to Carl in Newburgh. Welcome to Around the House.
Yeah. First time caller, Eric, from Newburgh, Oregon. How are you?
Good. Thanks, man. What can I help you with today?
Well, I wish I could have talked to Robin a little bit. I've got a home that we recently purchased out here, built in 1977, and it's got some real heavy-duty aluminum siding on it, which I hear is pretty good stuff.
Sure.
But it's discolored, it's flat, and I can get my hands on a bunch of real Navy ship deck paint in a semi-gray, semi-gloss gray color. And I wouldn't mind painting the house gray with a white trim, but I don't know if that's a smart idea or not to use that type of paint.
Yeah, it's probably not, to be honest, because I would want something that's going to be really in tune with what's going on with that aluminum siding, because, you know, aluminum tends to move around a little bit, and you want to have that, especially when it's thin and it's flexing. You're going to want something that's going to have some flex to it, and where you've got a more hard going over iron type of thing that you'd have with that. That flex might not be designed into that paint, so I would use just a better paint with that. If you want to send me an email to ath@kxl.com, I'll forward it over to Robin for you.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
All right, Carl. Hey, we're going to go out to break. When we come back, we're going to be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Starting on the byway, playing rock and roll.
Couldn't get you off my mind, wanted to make that too. I dreamt a happy ending, I guess dreams.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We've been taking all your calls, and man, the phones have been lighting up. I want to hear your question today at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you're too shy, well, we've got the email address back up and working again. Sorry if you tried to last weekend. We were kind of like Joan Rivers back in the day. We were having a little bit of work done around here. So we were down and out. But ATH at KXL.com is working. So you can get it back up on there again. We were doing some technology upgrades, and those things go down sometimes over the weekend when it happens. But we're doing radio instead. So, hey, I want to talk about something. Well, actually, let's talk about this first. This segment of Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Even though it doesn't look like it out there, more rain is coming. If you have a leaky basement, call Western Construction Systems for a free and reasonable estimate. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. And that's CCB number 94222. So I want to give away. Well, do you think we should do that, Jordan? I think we should probably do this.
Yeah, why not? Let's get some people some cleaner.
All right, let's get some people some cleaner. We're going to help clean the neighborhood up. 1 64-ounce hose-in sprayer of 30 seconds outdoor cleaner at a time. And what not a better way to try to win this? So you can hand it over to your neighbor. You know, you win it, give it to your neighbor and say, hey, man, you need to do some work over there. Or even better, just be a good neighbor and maybe help them out and help get things cleaned up, get that moss and stuff off of there. So the number here, we're going to go caller number 10 again at 503-733-4101. So if you're grabbing your phone now, that is 503-733-4101, caller number 10. And you're going to get that awesome 30 seconds outdoor cleaner hose and attachment. Now, the one thing is, just keep in mind that caller number 10, you're going to have to pick up that coupon here in the studios, which is in downtown Portland, Oregon. So sorry, all my friends in the Tri-Cities, we don't make the federal rules up on this stuff, but you know something? The tax guy says we got to have somebody here to sign for it. So otherwise, I would love nothing more than to ship it to you. So hey, let's run out here to Rick in Canby. Welcome to Around the House.
Hello.
What can I help you with today?
Well, I've got guys up on the roof tearing my roof off, and I'm going to be, I've gotten 23 years out of this roof, which I feel for the Northwest is good.
That's solid.
On the south side of my roof, the north side of my roof, I've gotten, over the years, I've gotten a lot of moss buildup.
Yep.
And as I'm hearing conflicting stories from different people within your in the roofing industry as whether zinc strips work or not. And before I go through the expense and the time of putting zinc strips on, I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how to protect the valleys and the peaks or the roof on that area from getting moss buildup, moss and algae.
You know, I like the zinc strips. I think it works pretty well. I've had good luck with them in the past on my house. I don't have any on there now, but I've had good luck with them in the past. You're right. There's some roofing professionals and even some roofing companies out there that don't really like the zinc strips. I still think, though, as proper maintenance, I would like to see a roofer get up on that roof once a year and take a look at it and make sure that everything is performing correctly. And at that time, have any problem areas cleaned up. And then they could, at that point, apply some of the more, you know, topical, inhibitors and stuff that will kill that moss up there and help keep that moss and mildew off your roof. But yeah, in the past, personally, I've had some luck with it, but you're right. I've seen some pushback by roofing companies, roofing manufacturers, all that other stuff that some people are not a fan of it.
Yeah, and the general consensus by the people that were we'll say, not in favor of putting it, is they say it only works for about the first 5 feet of the roof, and then the zinc, the chemical compound that comes off of it doesn't really protect the rest of the roof. So in order to do it properly, you'd have to space zinc strips out about every 5 to 7 feet in order to do a coverage on a area that was going to be have the moss. So it sounds to me like the way I've done it over the years, just get up once a year and throw an inhibitor on it, you know, let that work and let nature take its course. Maybe add the zinc strips in, you know, it's not that expensive, but I'll go ahead and do that. I'll do what's worked for me in the past. I just heard you this morning. The guys are up there. I had you on the radio, and I thought I'd give you a call and see if you had any other suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the zinc strips. Like I said, they worked well, and I think that putting them up there, I've had them work on pretty decent-sized roofs, but if you've got a long run, I can totally see where it might not get all the way down, but I've had it work on pretty decent-sized roofs, and it's performed pretty well for me.
Well, thank you very much, and I sure like your show. I listen to it every Saturday. I may not call in much, but I definitely learn a lot from it. That's why I listen.
All right, Rick. Thanks so much for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Around the House. And we do have a winner out there. Looks like John in Woodland was caller number 10. Thanks so much for that. That is awesome. So I want to get more of your calls here at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Coming after this break, I've got a major announcement on my guest for next week that everyone is going to want to pay attention to. This is going to be a big deal, and we're going to be teasing about this all week long, but I want you to hear about it first here, because we maybe teased about it over the last few weeks, but this is going to be kind of a big deal, and we're going to be talking about some fun stuff. So next half hour here, we're going to be talking about that, actually in the next break after this. So I want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. And just so you know, too, we're going to have more of Robin Daly in the future coming on here talking about paint, because I want to get her tied in with you guys. And so that's one of the things that I want to keep doing with Around the House, is with our guests in the future here, after we kind of bring them in and introduce them a little bit to you, I'm going to start bringing some of these people back in, even some of our home improvement celebrities out there. I'm going to be bringing them in so you can ask them questions. So stay tuned for some of that. We're going to have some fun with that. Because you know something? I think if we can connect all of us together that way, we all end up having a great time. And if you've been watching some of these people on TV, you know, I'd love to bring Skip Bedell in. You know, you see him on Catch a Contractor. You see him on Fox and Friends in the morning every week. Every week or two, he's on there doing stuff. So he's on having a good time doing home improvement segments on the national shows. So love to get him in here as well. So when I go off to Milwaukee Tools, I'm going to be talking to these guys and setting some of these deals up coming up in the coming months. So stay tuned for more of that just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. So good. So good. How can we not do this? Welcome back to Around the House. We're having fun here on a Saturday afternoon. We're talking home improvement. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I do want to say out there to all the husbands out there that are listening, welcome and thank you to Husband Appreciation Day 2018. That is actually the truth. So had to even Google it to make sure, but it is Husband Appreciation Day. So how cool is that? Well, I want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. And I want to let you know that this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. That's a little one because they've been around that long. Hey, let us run out here to Murphy and Coos Bay. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you for taking my call there.
Yes.
I have a problem where I need a non-toxic glue. You see, I have a snail friend here, and he has a few cracks in his shell. And before I let him go back into the wild, I found him on a gorse bush, of all places. I just need to seal up his shell so he has some protection.
That is an interesting one. So it's on. Have you tried something like the the Elmer's? Some of the Elmer's has got some glues that are non-toxic that you can use.
I have tried Elmer's glue before, but not one that stays solid in water.
Gotcha.
It melted once it got wet.
Okay. You might also try. Have you tried any of there are some very low temperature hot glues that'll drop on there that are not where it's going to burn you, but that might be something, or even just a quick little dab. There are some non-toxic epoxies out there that would work. I think that, it's not like you're going to be eating it. It's going to be on the outside of a shell, right?
Yep. Yeah, the main concern would just be I can't use something that, can't be swallowed or something because his guts are in there.
Yeah, good point. I would take a look and see if Gorilla Glue has got some non-toxic stuff. That's probably the route that I would go. And take a look at Gorilla Glue because they do have some non-toxic stuff that will hold up in all weather conditions.
Thank you so much there.
All right. Thanks for calling. That's a great one. I haven't had that call before. A little bit of snail action there. Cool. Let's run out to Mitch in Oregon City. Welcome to Around the House.
Hello. I have an issue with buried stumps in a house that was built about 20 years ago.
Okay.
It's causing sinkholes.
Yep. Yep.
I dug them up.
So
what do I do?
Well, here's the thing. When you've got stumps that are buried and they rot, they do create those sinkholes. You're going to have to either go down. What I like to do with stumps is I go in and really try to grind them out as best I can. But those are going to continue to settle for a while, especially the stuff underground. So you almost just have to keep going back in there and fill that in until that's completely broken down. I've actually gone through as well and almost made them a little bit of a high point beforehand and let them settle back into level again.
Could I put in some charcoal and try to burn them out a little bit?
I wouldn't do that. You could start a fire someplace else. If you get out into the woods and stuff, you get a stump fire going, and that can take off underground, catch over into something else, and you could have a fire that's out of control underground that you don't really have control of. So I wouldn't do that. There are some chemicals that you can put out there that are enzymes that help break the wood down, like the stump rot stuff that might help it accelerate to get it going quicker. You can dig down and put that stuff in there, and it'll actually help break the wood down.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. We don't want to start any fires out there and burn any places down. Well, thanks, Mitch, for calling into Around the House. And, of course, thanks for listening. So these are all great conversations. If you're working on a project out there, make sure you jump over to Around the House with Eric G. We've got a lot of stuff over there. And we've also got some our Around the House Nation, which is fun. We've been having a good time with that over there. And, wow, we got Earth Day weekend as well here, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I was kind of curious, Eric. There's a lot of different, new technologies out there that can really help conserve energy, and especially with Earth Day tomorrow. I was curious if you might be able to tell us a little bit about those kind of the new maybe sensors or stuff like that that's out there right now.
One of my favorite things right now is that ratio sprinkler timer, because there's so many homes here in the Northwest that are getting ready to water the lawns out there. And I want to bring them on the show here one of these days, but that is a electronic technology piece that replaces your sprinkler timer, but it's going to manage your water. And they've got a new Series 3 coming out right now that actually puts has a sensor that goes in line of your water line. So it'll notice if you've got a leak or something. It's going to warn you that you've got a leak. So you're going to save water that way. And then it can measure how much water is going onto your yard as well. And so if you've got a rainstorm coming, it knows that maybe it could put a half inch of water on your lawn. Well, we're not going to run your lawn cycle today. So you can really save some water that way. And then, technology-wise, there's your Nest thermostats and things like that out there. I'm getting ready to do a test with my Nest thermostat where I can actually run it. They've got some new sensors that you can put in rooms that'll talk to the thermostat. So instead of just having your regular thermostat that's on your wall that's controlling it, now I'm going to have a sensor that's going to read it via internet. And so it'll say, what's that bedroom doing? Versus just what the hallway's doing. So it's going to be able to regulate the temperature a little bit better by using the fan and stuff correctly. So there's a lot of great technologies out right now that are going to help save energy and make your house more comfortable and save you money.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, let's run out to Lee. Welcome to Around the House. Are you there, Lee?
Hello?
Yeah.
I am.
What can I help you with today?
Hey, I've got a two-story house built, let's see, 8 years ago.
Okay.
It's in Bonita.
Okay.
And I don't know, it seems like the house is undulating. In the summertime, the doors go this way. In the wintertime, the doors go this way. We start to crack in the wall. And we have a lot of clay out here.
You got it.
Is the clay an issue? Is that causing this undulation?
Yes. It's that simple. Got to think of clay soil as like a sponge. And so when it sits out in the sun in the summertime, it gets all shrinked up. It reduces in size. A little bit of water hits it. It runs right off. But when you soak that sponge up and you get that thing all fully soaked up, it expands back out and stays there. So what you can...
Oh, because, I mean, the house was finished in the late fall to almost early winter.
Yep.
You know, the framing and all that, so...
Driest part of the year.
I guess it was already starting to get wet.
Yep.
Is that the issue?
Yeah, your home's still sitting on dirt. It's not down on bedrock most of the time, so it's going to move around with that. One thing you can do that will help, if you keep that soil around the house there nice and damp, you know, like all year round, make sure you keep water around there, not wet, but just damp like you were watering the lawn and things like that. That's going to reduce that around there because the soil's not going to move and it's not going to be shrinking and expanding and shrinking and expanding through those cycles. So if you can keep that a little more damp, it might help those little cracks.
Okay. Now, did you just do a plug for Around the House because you said water around the house? Nice job.
Thanks, man. You caught that.
I did. Okay. Well, that's a good idea to see if it can, you know, minimize that. But I've also been hearing about, like, ramjack, whatever, where you go down to bedrock and try and firm up. Is that...
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, that's an expensive fix for those little things. And, I mean, it's not expensive, but it's expensive to do. It's a lot of money. And they're great people at Ramjack. I have no problem with them whatsoever. But you're going to spend a lot of money to fix those little minor cracks. And so if you want to do that, that is the Cadillac option that'll make sure that house doesn't move anymore because you're going to put that on helical piers all the way around the outside of the house. It's going to do that for you. So, but you're going to spend some big money to do it.
Yeah, I've heard it's up around the high 10s to mid 20s to do that.
I've seen big houses have $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in helical piers, depending on what you need to do. Yeah.
I can sprinkle a lot of water around the house for that.
Exactly. So nothing against those guys. And for houses that are sinking, that's a great solution, helical piers for like some of that stuff. But that's what you want to do. Well, hey, man, thanks. We got to go out to break. And thanks for listening to Around the House. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about our next guest that'll be coming up next week. Big announcement just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We are at the end of the show here. I love this. Not too much time left. It went fast today, didn't it, buddy?
After that first hour talking to Robin Daly, that went super quick, and now we just got to callers, and that got us through the whole second hour.
Man, it's been crazy. Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday on Tuesday to Donovan. But we got a big show next week. This is going to be incredible. We have Handyman Bob coming back in the studio as a guest. This is going to be great.
It'll be awesome. It's been about probably a year and a half?
No, Bob was dead. Not even that. It was August of last year was his goodbye show from him retiring. So stay tuned. Next week, we'll have Handyman Bob in the studio with me doing a little bit of a reunion show. So we're going to have some fun there. You know, we teased earlier on, I want to talk about building codes. I had a great discussion with one of the building inspectors in the city of Portland. And there are a lot of things changing right now. First off, you're seeing new energy standards on shower heads and faucets and things like now that are being implemented. So make sure you check your local building code. And if you're in the Tri-Cities or Bend or wherever else, check with your city when you're starting these projects to make sure. There are plenty of materials out there that are in warehouses these days that don't meet current code. They said, City of Portland said, here's our code. Check to make sure that your gallons per minute is what you can put in there, because that is changing out there. So you're seeing some new energy standards. You're going to see new energy standards coming out again on toilets again. However, the good news is with these toilets, technology on the good toilets has made it so these will work. This won't be our mid-90s, you know, when they came out with a 1.6-gallon toilet and nobody had the technology to make them work, and you created a black market for 3.5-gallon toilets. So the new 1-gallon toilets work really well. My concern with all of that is it's great, but cities, I'm not sure if all of our cities across the United States are ready for that low flow. Not sure, you know, San Francisco has had some serious problems with their sewage system not taking that level of water, because you need the water to get it all out to this place. And if you don't have the water there, you've got a pile of, well, in the middle of a pipe. So that could be a problem. So that could be an ugly problem. So not our problem, but that could create other problems. So we'll see how that goes. The other thing out there too is that when you wonder about getting building codes, and I don't have much to talk about, time to talk about this here, but if you're out buying a house right now, I want everybody in the Northwest to do one thing. When you get, before you put that offer in on the house, go down, take a look at what the listing is. If the listing says it's 1,400 square feet, go down to your local building department and make sure they say it's 1,400 square feet. In the process of buying a home, there is nobody, unless your realtor is doing it on choice, there is not another professional out there that is responsible to see if that area of your home is permitted. You might be paying for a 1,400 square foot house, but you're only buying a 700 square foot house because the basement and the top floor weren't permitted, and you are buying, and the bank's buying, a lot more home than what you think you are. So check those numbers out, and don't check the tax records, because the tax man's going to tax you for a 10,000 square feet house if you let him do it. So that's the thing you got to pay attention to, because if not, you're in trouble. So check those numbers out. Well, hey, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dean Vonner, happy birthday, for making the show sound great. And Donovan Sargent, who rocked the Communications Center, happy birthday to who? You two on Tuesday. Kept us on track. Dave Bourne, who is the Bourne ready to drive us today from the captain's chair. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love and love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Are you looking for a good night's sleep? I had a mattress from a box that was keeping me up all night long. I stopped in at Mattress Warehouse USA and they handmade me a new one that is getting me the best sleep of my life. Plus, if you need a custom size, they can handle that too. For handcrafted care at prices that are much less than the big mattress stores, head to mattresslw.com. Make sure and mention Eric G. sent you for 10% off your purchase. Plus, they ship anywhere in the U.S. mattresslw.com.
Sleep well.